It has begun the countdown to the weekend. Happy Friday, it's Simo and Jordan. Just hanging out, about to hit 5 minutes past your six.
Hey Simo, something a bit weird happened to me yesterday.
Okay.
I was walking past a garden shop, like with plants and all that sort of stuff.
Not that weird.
Not that weird so far. I got a phone call. How does that rate on the weirdometer?
Step it up a notch.
Step it up a notch. So I stopped, was talking on the phone.
What are the chances?
All of a sudden felt a few water droplets on my head. So I thought, oh no, it's raining. God, no. So I looked up and there's not a cloud in the sky.
Right, okay.
And then it stopped. And so I'm thinking, okay, it was just a few dribbles of some form of liquid that I felt on my head.
Interesting.
It's not rain.
Mm.
There are birds around.
Mm.
Is it... has a bird pooed on me?
Okay, that's a terrible thought.
It was on my forehead, so I wiped it off with my hand. Looked at it. It was definitely water. It wasn't
white
poo. No, okay. It was a clear liquid.
Brilliant.
It didn't smell of anything, so it's definitely water. So I'm thinking, where did that come from? Anyway, oh well. Continued talking on my phone. About 30 seconds later, it happened again.
Shall I have a punt at what it was?
What?
Did you get cop a sprinkler from the garden?
Yes,
nailed it. Remember we sat in
the... Imagine Dragons for your Friday. It's time. It's time for Simo and Jordan. Still kicking things on the way to 7 and Snow FM. Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Simo, it's kind of convenient you played that song. We're in the middle of animal chat. Dragons
yes.
are a form of animal.
I mean, are they? Well, yeah. What is it, Komodo dragon?
Komodo dragon.
They're the only ones left.
No, this is the fire-breathing dragons.
Wow, you've got a lot of dragon knowledge.
Yeah, there's fire-breathing dragons that live at the top of Mount Kosciuszko. Did you not know that?
Ooh, scary stuff.
Just no one's ever seen them. Or has any evidence of their existence.
I mean, like...
but they're there.
Dragons could be a pet for your good self. You've never had one.
Well, I mean, yeah, I've never had a pet, but I don't want a fire-breathing dragon. Like, fair I've cool. seen the movies. They're quite big. I've only got a small house.
But this warmed my heart, right? So, you know...
Also, a fire-breathing dragon would also warm your heart, yeah. But with fire.
Completely cook you.
Mm.
German short-haired pointers, or a.k.a. German shepherds. They're quite often the ones that
well, what did you say first?
The German short-haired pointer.
Is that what they're... is that their, like, scientific name?
And, well, like, as in, I think there's... there's... referred to as a German Shepherd.
I realise I've asked you questions and you don't know the answer.
A Labrador Retriever or a Belgian Malinois. I think they might be all different dog breeds that are used by the government.
Fair enough.
So apparently, right, that there are dogs that don't make the cut to work for the government or work for, you know, the sight impaired, etc.
Well, I assume, you know, there's people that don't make the cut for working for, like, the cops. So
yeah.
Imagine it would be the same in the animal kingdom.
Well, so this is, like, army specifically, like, you know, the ones that are to find bombs or find drugs or potentially just help out the sight impaired,
yeah.
Right? But there are the ones that fail the tests and don't quite get a job. So, you know, the dog workforce sometimes takes a hit.
So what, do they just go to the other parts of the military? Like, yeah, the ones that don't fail, they go with the Navy.
We'll get this, right? There is apparently an upsurge of dogs that are failing their classes.
Oh, no, that's sad.
Because they're too friendly.
Oh, that's less sad.
Yeah, so the ones that, like...
if they're failing because they're too nice.
They're too nice to work for the government.
So why does being friendly being bad? Like, surely provided they do... their job, which may be, I don't know, guiding someone who's blind or finding bombs if they're in the army, and I hope they don't get those two confused. Why is being friendly bad?
How well, I think it's
work?
Obviously, I think it's like a domesticated issue. So, like, now there's a surge for the sight impaired dogs, right? But the ones that are, you know, they want for their bomb finding and their drug finding and the police dogs and all that kind of jazz.
So what are we saying here? Just if you've got a dog,
that's a general
a
mean
rude,
yeah, bit piece of work.
If you've got a tool of a dog,
yeah,
send it off to the army.
Rule, that was Painkiller, and he's just about notched up his national tour, that Aussie sensation. About to hit 7 o'clock for your news, but furry friends, a cat, right, has found a new home.
Yes.
We were discussing the fact that the dogs have been failing their assignments and not getting any jobs with the army, but this cat won't stand for it. It's waddled into a police department.
Oh, police cat.
Yeah, police cat. How good.
Because you said during that song we're talking about a cat that's got a job. I was thinking, for some reason, my mind went straight to, like, actors and actresses, like movie cats. You know, like, you know, Stuart Little, you've said that not only employed a cat, but two mice.
Well, I mean, I'm not actually a cat person. I would actually... I would back/bet that the Snowies heck of a lot more dogs than cats.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You reckon?
Yeah, that's pretty safe.
Because you see them all over the shop.
Well, maybe you just don't see cats because they're inside sleeping. Yeah. Isn't that what cats do?
Waiting, watching for the ultimate moment to
strike.
They
always look suspicious, cats.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they always look like they're scheming something. Even when they're just lying there fast asleep or, like, scratching themselves, they always look like they're scheming something.
But have a look at these, Jordan. I've got some photos of basically all the work that was being done in this police department when a homeless cat sought a bit of shelter. So here's image one.
That is a cat lying on a floor mat that says police.
Yep.
That is a man who I assume is a police officer with the cat on his shoulder. That is pretty much a different angle of the same picture we saw before.
He's been stitched up there.
That is a police officer with a cat on his lap.
Now, is that a little bit scathing in regards to kind of how much time police have on their hands in a station?
Yeah, well, I mean, so this is, they look like they're American cops, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, cops are meant to be sort of scary, to, you know, scare criminals and that sort of thing.
That's right,
to a degree, that's what dogs do with their big, big teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily sure a black and white cute little cat is really adding to the scariness of the police.
Well, they didn't even do their job and find the owner. So...
It's like, I just love the owner. It's like, oh, someone stole my cat. The police have stolen my cat. Quick, call the... Oh, hang on, who do we call?
Yeah, who do they call?
I know, just James Bond.
Ghostbusters.
Why not?
But, yeah, so they didn't. The police didn't find the homeless cats at home, if you like, so they've had to adopt it themselves.
Oh, such... You say they've had to adopt it. I mean, it wasn't much of an inconvenience. Oh, no, we just have to adopt this really cute cat.
Yeah.
Oh, how inconvenient.
They were clearly busy that day. No donuts were had. Barzy's No Way on Snow FM at breakfast. 22 minutes past 7. It's Simo and Jordan.
Hey, now, Simo, if you were allergic to cats and dogs,
yep,
yet wanted a pet...
Well, I actually am. Cats.
What would you go for? Not cats and dogs.
No, dogs I'm fine, but cats is not a good time.
Oh, so that's why you're not a cat person.
Correct.
Fair enough. But say in add to dogs your list of things that you're allergic to, and you wanted a pet.
Yeah.
They kind of, you know, can run around and do all that sort of stuff. What would you go for?
Well, you can get hairless cats. That's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, that's. I had a mate that was allergic to cats, and then they look
super weird,
creepy as hell.
I know. Well, Simo, this couple in a small English town was facing this very predicament.
Mm.
The wife in question was allergic to cats and dogs, so they went out and got a pet. Do you want to know what animal it was?
I'm dying to know.
They got a micro pig.
Oh, now I have a funny story about a micro pig, but continue with yours first.
No, well, I say micro pig. Now, if you don't know what micro pigs are, they're just like normal pigs, but micro.
Yeah.
They kind of grow to about 30 centimetres or so, and that's about it.
But there is something you need to know about micro pigs.
Is there?
Yeah. But so what happened? So it ended up taking over the house?
Well, yes, it ended up taking over the house because of one little mistake that this couple made.
Yep.
It wasn't a micro pig.
Yeah.
It was a normal pig.
I've got a mate, the same thing happened. It's so good.
So this couple, they live in the small UK town of Malvern, which is a tiny little town.
Yeah.
They've got a 3-story house, and this pig now weighs, it's called Grace, it now weighs a whopping 28 stone, which equals 177 kilograms.
A lot of bacon.
They bought that. They thought it was just going to be a little micro pig, they are very cute micro pigs, little cute thing.
Mm.
But no, it's grown to this massive beast. They actually had to cut out, similar to a doggy door, they cut out a little pig door, which I love that the owner just cut a hole in the door for the micro pig, thinking, yeah, no, it's just a micro pig, this will be fine. And then he's just had to, over the years, just make the hole bigger and bigger and bigger until eventually now... There's probably not much point of having the door there. This pig is huge.
I mean,
it refuses to sleep outside, so that's why it's taken over the entire bottom story of their house. But they love it.
I think the wife mother has stitched herself up there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, imagine if she just didn't want pets and she's telling the kids, no, we can't have a dog or a cat, I'm allergic.
Mm.
And then one day dad comes
home with a pig. They're like, oh Jesus. No.
But I think, what if micro pigs are also like... a conspiracy. Like, what if they don't actually exist? So anyone that's ever bought a micro pig, this has probably happened to.
Well, I mean, I don't know anyone who's actually correctly bought a micro pig.
That's the thing. I do. I know someone that, like, they went out, they thought they bought a micro pig. Wasn't a micro pig.
So what did they do? Did they just... The pig grew up to normal pig size?
Yeah, he's still there. I think it might be a feeding thing as well. So it's like, you can't feed a micro pig, like...
Is that how you make a micro pig? Just get a normal pig and don't feed it?
Yeah, well...
I don't think that's how it works. I'm not a scientist. Do not starve your pigs, people of the Snowy Mountains.
Liam Payne now. I don't want to be broke when I die. Honestly. Cash Cash and Pink, Can We Pretend on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan Wrighty with you, 19 minutes until 8.
Can We Pretend? Was that the name of the song?
Can We Pretend?
Are you sure that you haven't got that, like, a misheard? Are you sure it wasn't Can We,
What rhymes with pretend?
Yeah, this is a...
You've stitched yourself up there.
Because I was thinking, can we refrain? But no, that doesn't work.
No, that's a synonym.
What rhymes with pretend? Is pretend like orange and nothing rhymes with it?
Can we...
comprehend.
There you go.
There we go.
Well done. Well done. I don't have an applause, but you can have one of these if you like. There you go. There you go,
thank
Jordan.
You.
Well done.
Pink's new song, Can We Comprehend? That is on the way next. But no, Simo, misheard lyrics have to be my favourite thing. If you don't know what you're talking about, we're going to kick it off here with a classic. We've talked about this one before.
Yes.
It's a bit of Celine Dion. Everyone knows this song.
Okay, number one. Wherever you are, I believe. Hold me, Jack. The heart
does. See, Simo, you already know what it is.
Yeah, I do.
But does Celine say in that, I believe that the heart does go on, or I believe that the hot dogs go on? Wherever you are,
I believe that the heart does. It's 100% hot dogs.
It's a classic.
There's no way it's not.
It really changes the movie if she's just speaking about what food they served on the Titanic. Actually, do you reckon they served hot dogs on the Titanic? Were hot dogs even a thing back then?
Well, I guess, I mean, if you're going to go down, you don't need to worry about your diet.
Go what? If you're going to go down with hot dogs.
Yeah, like, screw the diet. I'm going to have all the hot dogs.
Fair enough. Hey, Simo, another song. This one isn't related to a movie. It's a bit of Sandy Tom. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. Do you remember this song? It was early 2000s it came out.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. What does she say?
Does Sandy sing, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair, or I wish I was a prawn cracker?
You've got to be kidding me. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. Rate that one.
She just wants to be a prawn cracker.
Prawn crackers.
This one was sent in from Jason on the Snow FM Instagram, at Snow FM, if you want to get involved.
Nice.
It's a bit of Avril Lavigne. Does Avril say, honestly and promise me I'm never going to find you fake it, or honestly and promise me I'm never going to find your bacon?
That's the micro pig again. Yeah, the bacon's involved. Crispy bacon from Avril.
Good work, Jason. This one's sent in from Brooke on Facebook. Brooke's a bit of a Foo Fighters fan.
Okay. The Fooey's.
Is lead singer of the Foo Fighters David Grohl? Is
yes.
That the right guy? Is he singing, looking for something to help me burn out bright, or looking for someone to help me burn that bra?
What?
Looking for someone to help me burn that bra.
Yeah,
not convinced on that one.
Dave Grohl is all about no clothes. Anyway, I think he does take his own off at his shows.
Does he? Have you been to a Foo Fighters show?
I have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Did he take his clothes off?
I think there
are you sure you're at the right show and you weren't at a different type of show?
Yeah, maybe you're not.
Moving on swiftly to an artist, Simo, that you love. It was actually his birthday yesterday. So that was Eminem's Stan.
Oh, right.
Annoyingly, I did pick a grab.
That has Dido in it.
Which has Dido in it and not Eminem.
Yeah.
That does make sense. So, but does Dido singing that bit a little bit, my tea's gone cold and I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all, or my tea's gone cold and I'm wondering why we're out of Panadol? Maybe she's just got a headache.
I mean, hanging out with Eminem would probably do that to you. He talks so fast and in rhymes.
You just said, Eminem, slow down, mate.
Calm.
Just take a chill pill. Just maybe don't have 5 coffees in the morning. All right, Simo, last but certainly not least, this may, in fact, be the best one. This may go in the Hall of Fame.
Whoa.
It's Johnny Nash. We don't often play him on the show.
All right.
You don't know what. You'll know it when you play it.
All
it's
right.
Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now
the rain is gone. Is Johnny singing, I can see clearly now the rain has gone, or is he singing, I can see clearly now Lorraine has gone? I can see clearly now
the rain has gone. There's someone called Lorraine. Get out of the way, Lorraine. I'm trying to trying to say? It's a bit scathing to Lorraine. She's been set fire to by Adele.
Set fire to Lorraine.
And then
get out of the way, otherwise I'll set fire to you again. Next time we do Misheard Lyrics, I'm just going to do a Lorraine compilation.
Lorraine special. This is Jonas Brothers. Only Human for your Friday on Snow FM Breakfast. Good morning.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What.
And we're going to spin the wheel of I Won What. It's all thanks to McDonald's. And the Monopoly game is back at Macca's. Plenty of calls coming through this morning.
Yes.
But it's worth mentioning, first caller through is the one we take. Good morning. Who have we got there?
Etienne.
Good morning, Etienne. It's the Friday special.
Hey, Etienne. Simo, I haven't told you, I don't think. I actually saw an Etienne in the wild the other day.
Oh, look out.
Do you remember when you saw me, Etienne, out and about?
In the supermarket.
Yes, we were in the supermarket. Etienne became my little shopping assistant. I do recommend the Etienne shopping assistant service, but you do end up leaving the supermarket with a lot more choc chip cookies than you had originally expected to buy.
Sounds fair.
But I don't know whether that was Etienne's doing or my own doing. Not going to lie.
Etienne, at school today, what's happening?
We have pajama day.
Oh, what's pajama day?
So you get to wear your pajamas to school and you also get to wear your slippers.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually, now I think about it. Pajama day.
Well, we always have pajama Fridays here on Snow
FM. That's not. Is it genuinely pajama day? You get to wear your pajamas to school?
Yeah.
So good.
So cool.
And slippers?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, are you a slipper or an Uggies at the end?
Ugg boots or slippers?
Slippers.
Oh, yep, so...
Fair enough. Can we do pajama day here at the radio station?
It's because Etienne, he likes to sneak up on people. People can hear you coming if you're in Ugg boots. Slippers, you're like a silent assassin.
If you're ever going to rob a bank, wear slippers.
Wear slippers.
Etienne, just out of interest, are you planning on robbing a bank?
No way.
You didn't confirm nor deny.
But what he does want to do is spin the wheel, right, Etienne?
Yes.
All right, go for it, mate. Make it happen. What do we got here? Whoa! All right. What? This is some kind of bag. All right. Let's open this up. One up. Whatever it's landed on here.
So, Etienne, that looks like it's the Snowy Mountains Health and Beauty Package. Simo is currently... So, perhaps it's a little bit of a present for Mum. Simo is currently rifling
through. What is that?
Simo, the people at Snowy Mountains Health and Beauty...
Look at that!
What are they? They're gloves.
Are they gloves?
I'm sure they're for some reason. Simo, the people at Snowy Mountains Health and Beauty are professionals at this. They know what all of this stuff does. I'm sure it's very good. We have no idea. But, Etienne, you'll just have to take our word for it. You've won an amazing prize. Does Mum like, you know, pampering yourself a little bit?
No.
Hey, Etienne, there's an instruction manual with some of these items. Have you read a pretty long book? What books have you read lately? You reading some for school?
Chapters.
You've read chapters, so you've reading some pretty long books. What's the longest, how many pages? What's the longest you've read?
480.
That's more than I can deal with.
I was going to say, that's like quadruple me.
Ariana Grande now. Etienne, you've won. Thanks for the call this morning.
Thank you.
Freya Ridings, Castles on Snow FM at Breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars. Simo right here with you, Jordan MIA. It is 22 minutes on the way to 9 o'clock when the workday kicks off. But this is typically when things get a bit chaotic here on Snow FM at Breakfast. Jordan, you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, mate. Where are you? You've joined me on the phone line. What's going on?
Simo, I joined you in the phone line from about 10 minutes away. I just joined you from the other side of the office.
Right.
As you know, a little habit I have is getting drunk and buying certain things online.
Yes.
Last time was a giant dinosaur costume. Look, yesterday a package arrived, and I was very excited to open it.
Okay, so you're out and about on the phone just in the office, and...
Well, I'm in the office because, Simo, last time the dinosaur costume wouldn't fit in the studio because it's too tall. What I have bought also doesn't fit in the studio, but not because it's too tall. I'm my normal height still, but it's more of a width issue, shall we say. And what's really annoying in this is that I've got a scratch on my nose and physically I can't move my arm to my nose to scratch it.
Okay.
That's the worst part of the whole thing.
Right. Okay. So is it for Halloween? Is that what the story is? You've bought some kind of costume?
Well, Simo, it is some kind of costume. Are you looking forward at the studio?
Yeah. No, I won't peek. I'll close my eyes. I'm closing my eyes. Go for
so
it.
Turn around. So how it works is if Simo faces forward, behind him is a giant kind of glass window.
Yep.
I am just maneuvering into position now.
Okay.
I mean, you can wear this costume for Halloween. I mean, you don't have to. It might look a bit weird. It's not traditionally a Halloween costume, but it can be worn. The reason that I'm doing this is technically called filling, because there is a quick route that we take from our office to the studio. That is down a very thin corridor, which I can't walk down, so I've had to go around the long way.
Okay.
All right, Simo, keep looking forward. I will give you a countdown. Turn around. Keep looking forward.
Yeah, I've closed my eyes.
All right, Simo.
Yep.
You may turn around on the count of three. You ready?
All right, I'm set. I'm good. Where's my
one, two, three. Turn around.
Okay. I'm so keen for this.
You want to describe what you're seeing?
You're a tool. He's got himself a giant. Is that inflatable again?
Giant inflatable sumo wrestler costume, hat included. Look at this. Turn around. Look at this. I've got a massive wedgie. Look at that. That's not good.
He's so proud of his little hat. You got a full sumo kit there.
Literally, I'm like a starfish. I can't really move my arm. They're kind of broad. As if you're doing star jumps, you can't do anything. So, Simo, I thought my reasoning behind buying one of these is that, I mean, I've always wanted to see who would win in a physical fight between me and you. But obviously, when you do have a physical fight, there's a chance that someone can get in. And, you know, I don't want that to happen. So I thought if I buy one of these, I won't get injured. But there is a bit of a problem, you see, that you may have spotted already.
Yeah.
Because I'm wearing a sumo suit. In order for you for us to fight each other, you would also have to be wearing a sumo suit.
Right.
Simo, just before I put this on, I brought a plastic bag into the studio and I told you not to look inside it until I said so. Have you kept your promise?
I have.
All right, Simo, do you want to get the plastic bag and have a look inside it now?
All right. I'll do that now.
Yeah, go. Have a look inside. So I just put it, instead of reaching for the plastic bag.
Okay.
I'll open it up and have a look what is in there.
Oh, mate. The game is on.
God, you're struggling to open that. All right, there you go, Simo. What is it?
Okay, I've got my very own sumo inflatable.
I thought you were doing my suit as well.
It's weird to say, but Jordan, you really suit it, mate. You look good.
I know. Look at me. I'm a moonwalking sumo wrestler.
Oh, mate, someone take this guy away.
Look at my wedgie. It's really painful.
This is Zed and Kalani. Good thing on Snow FM. I book myself tables at all the...